Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Up Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 11th. The grains closed mix with May corn down 3 cents at 651, May wheat down 4.5 cents at 674, and May beans up a dime, 1497 and a quarter. December corn finished down 3.5 cents at 559 and a quarter. November beans up 4.5 cents, 1314 and a quarter. May Kansas City wheat looks like it's going to settle down 7 3/4 at 868 and a quarter. The reports came out. The USDA basically kicked the can down the road on the corn and bean carryouts. They left them unchanged from last month. I guess, you know, that's fairly typical for the April report. They did raise the wheat carryout 30 million bushels to 598, but the world carryout down 2.1 million metric tons at 265.1. That's the lowest level on the world wheat carryouts in quite some time. We're seeing good demand from China, India, EU, and, you know, once we get rid of this Russian, cheap Russian wheat, maybe we can see the market rally out here. WASD came out with, in Argentina, 3 million metric tons less of corn, pretty much right on the average. The beans were down 6 million metric tons from last month at 27 million metric tons. That's 2 million under the average guess. So I thought that was pretty friendly there. They left the corn unchanged in Brazil, but the beans were up a million metric tons to 154. Again, I think it's, you know, somewhere between 154 and 155 when it's all said and done out here. The world carryout corn was lowered 1.1 million metric tons. Beans were raised 300,000 metric tons. So all in all, I really didn't see anything that bearish out here. I thought the wheat number, the ending stocks of wheat, is pretty friendly. Yeah, we added 30 million to the U.S., but I think we're going to clean that up fairly quickly. The basis for old crop corn and beans remains incredibly strong. I think when we get the carryout numbers next month, it's going to be insightful to see if they do raise domestic usage and exports on the corn and the beans. I think they should. Maybe not exports on the beans, but, you know, I think domestic usage, somebody's bidding up for these beans out here, despite Brazil being at a steep discount. The Brazilian harvest is over. Apparently, Chinese are having difficulty offloading some of the ships, but they'll get that straightened out. But, you know, corn closed 4 cents off the lows. Wheat closed 8 cents off the lows. The beans, a dime off the lows. At one point today, you know, looked like we could have been under some real pressure. We came back. It was down about 12 cents. Came back to trade higher on the day, broke hard again, and then came back in the last 45 minutes or so to only close down 4.5 cents. You know, I didn't think today's action was all that bad, and I think when it's all said and done, we're going to see higher corn and bean prices out here, at least in the old crop. The only thing I'm a little bearish on still is new crop corn. This weather is great for planting. Plenty of subsoil moisture. Plenty of topsoil moisture. Everything's starting to green up here around Chicago. And we're going to have, you know, all week of this kind of weather, warm temperatures, 70 to 80 degrees. It couldn't be more perfect for planting corn throughout much of the Midwest. And I think those numbers are really going to pick up on next Monday's crop progress reports. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.